Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.
B-Pod Studios.
Let's go!
Wake up, Boston!
It's Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa.
The Get Up Crew.
Turn it up!
In the morning.
On Hot 96.9.
Everybody messes up, but the worst thing about messing up now is that everybody will just put you on blast for it. Like, this story right here. But somebody who tweeted about a coworker of theirs who wanted to... By the way, it's the Get Up Crew. It's Hot 96.9. Good morning. Thank you for listening. They said, my coworker called in. This is a tweet from somebody. My coworker called in yet again and said she had a nail on her tire that caused her to have a flat and that she couldn't make it into work. And then she put a picture of the tire with a nail in it and said, I need everyone to please stop what you're doing and zoom into the nail in the picture that she sent to my boss. Looking at it originally, I didn't really notice much. It kind of looks like there's a nail in a tire. But when you zoom in...
Let me see.
Oh, you haven't seen it yet?
No, I haven't seen it.
Oh, I thought you saw it.
No, okay, I wanted to wait.
Let me put the picture like from a distance. Boom, nail on the tire, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a good picture.
Okay, now I'm zooming it in. Look at that.
Oh my God. That's a horrible job.
Wow.
It's a Photoshop, but it's like a fake, it's not a nail. It's like a animated nail into a tire. But from a distance, it looks good. But you, let's just say she messed up. So we were talking about dumb things that you've done to get out of work. And if it worked or not. Isaiah.
Yes.
What's up, my friend?
Hey, how you doing?
Boy.
You okay?
I'm good.
Are you sure? You don't have anything you need to talk about or anything?
I mean, there's an excuse I don't use anymore because... I actually used it and it actually happened, which was I told my boss I had a death in the family.
Oh.
And then a few weeks later, actually a death actually happened.
Oh,
see,
no. You can't do that.
Karma, man.
Everybody knows you don't use the death in the family
one. He's still sad from it.
There's usually no questions once you use it. Once you use that excuse, it's like, you've also, okay, take all the time you need. So
But then something like that happens, and now you feel like you're responsible.
Who did you kill?
Exactly, yeah.
Who did you kill?
My aunt.
You killed your aunt.
Oh, my God.
Wow, man, that's terrible. She's looking down at you right now. Next time we have Thomas John in, let's connect him to his aunt and see what she has to say.
Oh, my God.
Because it is his fault. This is Terrence. Hi, Terrence.
Hey, guys. So one time I completely overslept for work because, you know, my neighbors, we got them walls, and let's just say they were making the beats with two backs all night long. So loud that there was no way in hell I was getting to sleep. So, of course, I recorded. And the next time it happened, you know, I overslept again, got my boss up, I said, hey, man, I ain't coming in. I'm a bit tired, but I got good proof if you need it. He's like, well, of course I'm going to need it. So we go in. There's a meeting that day, and he says, all right, put your proof on. And I'm like, all right.
Stop.
So I played it for the whole conference, and now I'm the talk of the town.
That's a good reason. This is Ariana. What happened with you?
So I kind of just tell it like it is with my boss, and I just tell her, like, I just need a day. Like, I can't come in. I'm miserable today. I just need a day. Like, if I come in, I'll be miserable, and you'll be miserable because I'm miserable, and it won't be good. So then I just, like, I kind of play the honesty is the best route, which it is, I think, in my book.
Pebbles is taking notes right now.
Right? That works?
Self-care is a true thing. It does.
You got to be valuable at your job to pull that one off, though.
They would rather me be honest.
Yeah,
they would rather me be honest with them than, like, lie. And I'm not the best at lying, and I'd rather just be honest and, like, tell it like it is and just... This is where I'm at, and you need to meet me, or I'm just going to take the day regardless.
Wait, hold on 1 second. How many times have you actually used this? I'm curious about that.
What do you mean? How many times have you used it? Well, So I work in a human service field. So at my past job, I worked at a behavioral school and stuff like that. And, you know, like, we have some really tough days in there. And, like, if they kind of understand.
Ariana, it was a simple question. Just give us a number. That's all.
A number, probably, like, 5 or 6.
Oh, that's not too bad.
Yeah.
That's not bad. I thought she was going to say, like, 20 or 30. I was like, all right, there's a problem. Thank you, Ariana.
I think it's
guys.
Sometimes it's a bonus for the person who Ariana's calling out for.
I won't be here on Monday. I need a personal day.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery. Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.